Hello, everyone. We begin our first set of news items with one about an intrepid 86-year-old abseiler, and then a couple who tied the knot in front of hundreds at Glastonbury. An 86-year-old man inspired cheers as he abseiled down the Forum. Ian Scott took part in the fundraising challenge for Age UK Norwich, helping raise more than £5,000 in support of services for older people in the city. Mr. Scott said, "I've had a good life up until now, and I thought I'd try to help someone else less fortunate than me." After completing the 45-foot descent to applause from the crowd, Mr. Scott said, "It was exhilarating. I really enjoyed it." He was one of 45 participants in the event, 36% of whom were aged over 50, including three octogenarians. Bethany Grimshaw, event organiser at Age UK Norwich, said, "We're blown away by the enthusiasm and courage of our abseilers, especially those in their 70s and 80s who've inspired us all." The money raised will help the charity reach its 80th birthday fundraising target of £80,000 by the end of 2025. The charity is encouraging others to get involved in its birthday year fundraising. Supporters can take part in activities such as sponsored walks, bake sales, or skydives.
Hundreds of strangers came together to watch a couple from Norfolk tie the knot at Glastonbury Festival. Michael and Francesca Anastasio from Wyndham have been together for 6.5 years and have been to Glastonbury together 3 times. When they decided to get married, the pair could not think of anywhere better to say "I do" rather than at their favourite festival. "I've been coming to Glastonbury for 8 years, charity worker Francesca said. "When I met Mike, I brought him and I was so excited. It became such a special place for us. There wouldn't be anywhere better to get married than at Glastonbury. Everyone is so lovely and it's got a special energy." The pair and 15 of their nearest and dearest were lucky enough to get tickets to the festival, so they got planning. Unfortunately, their celebrant pulled out in the weeks leading up to the big day, so Francesca posted in the Glastonbury Facebook groups to ask for help. A lovely woman called Katie agreed to step in, and others, including a photographer and the festival's hair station, also offered to help out. All of these amazing people came forward and offered free things to help make our wedding happen.
A call for a U-turn over a move which could lead to more than 30 council-run care homes and housing with care schemes being sold has been rejected by a single vote. Opposition councillors at Norfolk County Council wanted the Conservative-controlled cabinet to rethink their decision to invite private care providers to express their interest in taking on homes and schemes currently run by the council's own Norse Care Company. Councillors Alexandra Kemp and Maxine Webb from the recently formed Independent Progressive Group, along with Greens, Dr. Catherine Rowett and Serene Shibley-Sexton, had challenged that decision, which will affect hundreds of people across the county. But when the matter was discussed by the council's cross-party Adult Social Care and Public Health Select Committee, the call for the cabinet to rethink the approach was rejected.
A fight to keep a stretch of river safe for swimmers has ramped up after Norfolk Council agreed to back the bid. Norwich City Council agreed to support Cow Tower Dippers in their quest to get a stretch of the River Wensum classified as bathing water. The status would ensure extra checks are carried out to monitor pollution where the waterway passes the medieval Cow Tower near Norwich Cathedral. It will mean swimmers will have more understanding of when it is safe to go in the water. Labour-controlled Norwich City Council agreed to support the Cow Tower Dippers application, which has been a year in the making. The group will submit their bid to the Department for Environment and Rural Affairs, who will then decide whether or not to change the classification. The stretch of the River Wensum is a popular place for swimmers, but also for paddleboarders. In recent years, the water quality of the River Wensum has been a point of concern, with studies finding pollutants that could be harmful to aquatic life.
For years, it has been a highlight of the Royal Norfolk Show. But the so-called Ham National has now come in for a roasting from animal rights activists. The campaign group PETA, that's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has called for pig racing to be banned from the show. It says the event is cruel because the animals do not consent to taking part, and describe them as intelligent, emotionally sensitive animals, not sporting equipment. But Church Farm Rare Breed Centre at Stow Bardolph, near Downer Market, which organises the racing, said they were oinking up the wrong tree. "The welfare of our pigs is our priority," it said in a statement. Pigs, each wearing a bib, chase after a person running down the course carrying a bucket of feed in front of delighted crowds. After each race, the runners are showered with water to cool them down. PETA has written to the Royal Norfolk Show, calling for the event to be scrapped. The show has yet to comment.
Lotus is in line to receive government funding and cuts to its energy costs following a crisis meeting which helps secure the future of its UK production line. The business secretary met with the sports car manufacturer and its Chinese majority owner, Geely, following reports it was planning to shut down its Hethel factory in Norfolk, putting 1,300 jobs at risk in favour of relocating to the US. Lotus and Geely reassured Jonathan Reynolds that they are committed to their UK operations and have no plans to close their Hethel plant. The government says it now plans to work with Lotus and UK car makers, cutting manufacturers' energy costs and providing £2.5 billion of much-needed capital and research and development funding. These measures fall under Labour's industrial strategy. Reports of Lotus's plans to cease manufacturing in the UK emerged in the Financial Times, claiming the carmaker had struggled to pay its suppliers in recent weeks, bringing production at Hethel to a temporary halt for about a month. Hethel has been the home of Lotus since 1966 and is its only manufacturing base in the UK. Its capacity is around 5,000 cars a year, compared with around 1,500 units annually a decade ago. The FT said that the two inside sources had claimed the loss-making company was planning to end production at the plant for as good as soon as next year. Lotus was quick to dismiss the rumours, releasing a statement on Saturday saying it's continuing normal operations and that there are no plans to close any factory. The manufacturer said it was actively exploring strategic options to enhance efficiency and ensure global competitiveness in an evolving market.